we know that it impacts every single person who is paid by the Postal Service. So that means Postal Service employees, employees at the Postal Regulatory Commission, the Inspector General's office, and in addition, possibly employees or former employees who have left since May 2012. Hmm. They are all learning about this today. The Postmaster General, Pat Donahue, he sent out a video on YouTube telling them himself what he knew and also sort of explaining why they were learning about it now. And I just want to play you a clip because here he talks about what he believes the hackers accessed.
A file containing employee information was compromised. That file includes names, dates of birth, social security numbers, addresses, dates of employment, and emergency contact information for all active employees. It may also include the same information for employees who left the organization sometime after May of 2012.
And he says, to its knowledge, the Postal Service does not know of any malicious use of this information, but it is possible. And it also bears the question, why would somebody try to penetrate this file of 800,000 employees and former employees' mm-hmm. data?
We've seen speculation in the media this afternoon that attributes the attack to the Chinese government. And it does fit a series of other breaches of federal databases, federal networks. You cite this August theft in the Homeland Security Department, 25,000 employees there when hackers got into the network of USIS, 50,000 Energy Department employees affected by a similar breach on its networks last year. The pattern that espionage experts have told me this fits is that the Chinese government wants to collect as much data about federal employees as they can for potential recruitment purposes, for spy networks and so on. Now, that's, you know, pretty black helicopter type stuff. And I don't know that that's the case that's going on here, but it does fit that they're obtaining just this personal information. We don't have any sense, as you report, that there is any financial data that's been taken or anything like that, right?
No, not financial data. That's an important clarification. And regarding customers, this is also important nuance. Now, the Postmaster General also said that customers' financial data, if they put their credit card through the Postal Service's website or they, you know, paid for something at a postal office, none of that information was taken. But there were some customers who called a customer service line between January 1st and August of this year, so 8 months, their names and addresses and other contact information may also have been compromised in that hack.
The size of this is significant to me. I mentioned the DHS breach and the energy breach that you cite in your story, which we have posted at federalnewsradio.com right now, Emily. But those were 25,000 and 50,000 people respectively. And now we're looking at 800,000 people or more. And this potentially represents kind of a quantum leap forward in the ability of people to get information about federal employees. That's got to be pretty scary for folks.
Yeah, I think it's quite shocking when you think about the magnitude of this. As you said, I want to play you another clip from the Postmaster General in which he apologizes for this massive breach to employees.
On a personal note, I'd like to say how bad I feel that the whole organization has been victimized. The Postal Service has put a lot of effort over the years to protect our computer system, and the bad guys have not been successful until now. You have my sincerest apology that this happened. You also have my commitment that we will help all of our employees deal with this situation. We're a resilient organization, and we'll get through this.
Now, the Postal Service has said that it took its network offline this weekend mm-hmm. in order to make some security upgrades. In that message, Donahue goes on to say that they are rolling out new security measures as well as new policies and procedures in the next few days and weeks to bolster security. And in terms of employees, they are giving them free credit monitoring from Equifax, one of the credit rating agencies. Mm-hmm. So that employee, and they're also making a helpline, a service line available to employees in case they have any sort of concerns. So that's what they know right now. To be clear, the Postal Service is not attributing the hack to anyone. They're not saying the Chinese did it. They're also not saying the exact timing of the breach either, only that they first knew about it in September, briefed Congress about it in October and again just last week, but only now, because of the ongoing investigation, was able to tell employees about it. So here we have employees being the last to know.
And that's the timing of this that I think is troubling if I'm an employee at the Postal Service or at another agency, because, I mean, the reality of it is there are two kinds of federal agencies. There are the ones that have been hacked, and there are the ones who haven't found it out yet, is what cyber experts tell me all the time. So if I'm one of these employees, I'm wondering, if you've known my information's been floating around in cyberspace for 3 months, why didn't somebody tell me? Why didn't somebody let me know so I could take steps to protect myself? And when, so you talked about the credit monitoring. Well, when did that start? Does that start immediately? Did it start as soon as they learned about it and they're protecting my identity then? There are a whole lot of questions here that we won't have answers to for a while yet, but still would be on the minds of federal employees, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. Now, employees have to enroll in the credit monitoring themselves. So the Postal Service is basically saying, we'll pay for it. But you're right. I mean, those months that of uncertainty, who knows? You can only assume that the Postal Service and the investigators being led by the FBI would have told the Postal Service to let employees know earlier if their information was in danger. Again, the Postal Service is saying it's not aware of any malicious use of employees' data. It's not saying that the data was stolen, only that there is a possibility of it. But I agree with you. If I was an employee, I'd be troubled by this.
What's the outcome that we expect to see because of this? Congressman Darrell Issa is the outgoing chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and you report that he and Subcommittee Chairman Blake Farenthold are already asking the same kinds of questions we just discussed. But Congressman Issa won't be the chairman in January when Congress comes back. I guess if he wanted to do something really quickly during the lame duck session, he probably could. But the odds of setting up a hearing and executing, getting witnesses to come, I'm not sure how that will work. Do we have a sense of where this goes from here yet, Emily, or is it too soon to tell?
Well, with regards to the investigation, it's ongoing. And so we know that they are learning information. Now, over on Capitol Hill, you're right, Issa is leaving, but his Democratic counterpart, Elijah Cummings, the ranking Democrat, has also written to the Postmaster General. Cummings was in on those classified briefings by the Postal Service in October and last week. And he says, you know, tell us more information, specifically how did hackers get through? And this type of information can help us here in Congress evaluate federal cybersecurity laws. And we need to work with the private sector, because we're also seeing these types of breaches, say, at Target or Home Depot, Kmart, you know, other commercial retailers. So it's not just the Postal Service. And so I think what you see are both the Democrats and Republicans saying perhaps this can add a bit of momentum to this move to pass cybersecurity legislation.